الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. There is a famous ayat of the Quran Sharif, and we all know this ayat. We know the translation also. But normally, when we translate it, we don't do really a translation. The translation of this ayat, if we ask anyone generally, they will say that undoubtedly the deen by Allah Ta'ala, acceptable by Allah, is Islam. But they use the Arabic word deen, inna deena. So they didn't translate the main word. And Islam, that is also the high word of the Quran Sharif. That also we did not translate. So we use the same Arabic words, only with little English grammar, and we put it together and we call that a translation. Like somebody was asked to translate Surah Fatiha. So he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What it means? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So there's no translation. He just repeated the words. So inna deena, what is deen? That we have to understand. Deen, how the West, the enemies of Islam, want us to understand, and generally our concept of deen is that it is religion. If we do translate it, we say undoubtedly your religion is Islam. So the concept of religion in the Western world, and predominantly in the world, is it is your private affair between you and your whoever you worshipping. Whether you are worshipping idols, whether you are worshipping Allah, but that's your religion. And that is your one private affair. It's not a public thing. It must be done privately. Like, for example, if there are Muslims, Hindus, Christians, Jews, all in a business, in a party, in a political meeting, anything, sports, and the time for prayers come. So what is expected? The Jew must go to the synagogue and pray. The Christian will go to the church. Muslim will come to the masjid. Hindu will go to the temple. But when we get back to your business again, your political meeting, your sports, then there religion mustn't interfere there. That was your private affair. It was one side. Yeah, religion mustn't come and play a part. Yeah. Yeah, whatever the norm is of the people, of the country, and nowadays it's a global affair. Generally of the world, there is one standard. You must subscribe to that standard there. There you mustn't be a Muslim. There you mustn't be a Jew, a Christian. That is between your, that is your private affair. You go to your place of worship, your own private matter, that you do. So that concept of religion is not what Islam teaches. That it is one department of your life. When you want to pray, you go in that one department. When you want to do politics, it's a different. Sports is different. Business is different. You want to get married, then what's the norm of the society? You get married according to that. But so that is not what is what deen means. Deen is not also just in as we can understand that, hopefully, and we all inshallah will agree that our deen, Islam, what is meant by Islam, is not just one department of your life, but it is everything. Whether you're doing business, Islam must govern you there also. Whether you're in sports, Islam will govern you there also. Whether you're getting married, Islam will govern you there also. Everything, it's a complete way of life. That a deen is a way of life. And Islam is that complete way of life. For our context for today, what I want to try and make us understand, all of us, myself included, that Ramzan is also not one department in our deen. That Ramzan came, now we all became very pious, so much so that we even sitting for itikaf, we left our families also. How many people are gone for Umrah also, left their homes, their businesses? How many people gone in Jamaat also? But once Eid moon is out, then we come back and that department is closed now. We lock up that department, now we back again to normal. At homes, how many people? The TV is switched off, the plug is also pulled out. any niqab is also put on the TV, parda also. The TV is in parda now in Ramzan. And for how many people, many other things of our life. That Ramzan, no, nothing of this now. After Ramzan again. So Islam is not that also. That we made Ramzan one department in our life. We kept our rozas, we read lot Quran. Now whole year no rozas now. Whole year no Quran now. That was for Ramzan. Quran is for Ramzan. And the namaz is for Ramzan. Now out of Ramzan, again we go back to our normal. That should not be the case. So that is a very important thing. If we did not make that niyat at the beginning, that Ramzan has come to make my life, to change my life. If that was not there, make it now. And that Ramzan, I'm using it to change my life, to make my life. Not only that I make lot of ibadat in Ramzan, and after that again, nothing. That I'm not even there. Each morning, the masjid will be full with fajr, in Fajr with musallis. But the day after that, the second day of Shawwal, see the masjid is empty again. Where have all the musallis gone again? So that should not be the case. If we really have understood what Ramzan is, what our deen is, then we will have become, we will determine that throughout my life, my five times namaz. Of course, nobody can keep up the momentum of Ramzan throughout the year, neither is that required also. But this was to push us, to give us a push. Now we must carry on. And at least the basics, our five times namaz regularly. And then okay, some nafil namazes, Ramzan, we made lot of nafil namaz also. Our 20 rakats of Taraweeh we didn't miss also. But then it mustn't happen after Ramzan. Now even our farais are not there. Yeah, we stood for Sunnat Muakkada, which is absolutely essential, required. We did it also. But mustn't mean that we're missing our namazes now. How many of us, alhamdulillah, we took special care to look after our Takbir Ula, first Saf, etc. Now it mustn't happen after Ramzan. Now there is no namaz even. Forget Takbir Ula, forget first Saf. There is no namaz also. That should not be the case. So our Ramzan is not one department in our life. As religion is not one department in our life, Ramzan is not one department. The spirit of Ramzan must carry on throughout the year. And that if a person, that will be the sign of our acceptance of Ramadan. If we after when we see the moon, the announcement is made for the Eid moon and we lock up Ramzan in its compartment. Next year we'll visit you again. Now goodbye to you, and for the whole year, next year we'll meet again. If everything goes well, we'll meet next year again. It shouldn't be, our dressing shouldn't change now. As far as possible, maintain our Islamic dressing, everything. So another one aspect that while we're on that subject, that deen, religion, this also that we explain that it's not one department in our life, it's a complete way of life. And also which deen. Today we have got many different varieties and an assortment of deens, the different types we have got. We got a Salafi deen, the Saudi version. We got a Turkish version. We got a Shia version, the Iranian version. We've got Qadiani version and the modernism, and there are many other versions also. So this deen which Allah is speaking about, it is that deen which is, and it's an ayat of the Quran which Allah is speaking, that is the only deen, the only way of life which is acceptable to Allah, total submission to Allah. That is another point, inshallah, we will discuss, that it means, Islam means total submission. But this is the ayat of the Quran, that is part of the Quran, and the whole Quran was revealed 1400 years ago. So the deen Allah is referring to is the deen of 1400 years ago. That deen. So today if anyone tries, nobody can exactly, anyone tries to follow that deen, immediately he gets all types of people, titles, people, epithets, that you are a terrorist, you are a person of the camel age, you are fundamentalist, all this type of things, immediately, not non-Muslims only, your own people. will tell you you are this Taliban type of Islam, or this is you are being a fundamentalist, you are being an extremist, you are overdoing things. Immediately our own people tell us. So when they tell us this, a person shouldn't feel offended. He should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Because it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. When Islam started, it was a strange thing. People couldn't understand it. The people's dressing, their way of making namaz, their ibadat, it was a total different thing from what was the norm, what was in society. وَسَيَعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ. A time will come when again the true Islam will be again against the norm of the people. Today the true proper Islam is against the norm of Muslim people. The general Muslim masses who incline to dunya, who are modernists, they also feel you are overdoing things now. You are being an extremist now. You are being a fundamentalist. All these remarks come from our own people. So, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this will happen. And then he gave the glad tidings. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. There are great glad tidings, basharat, happiness and good news for those people who will be that ghuraba, who will be different from the other people. So if people call us all those names today, don't feel offended or anything. Make shukr that in their eyes Allah has made me, that I'm following that Islam which Allah wants us to follow, which Allah had revealed to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is also very, very important to understand. And then what is that way of life that which Allah will only accept that one way of life? That way of life is Islam. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Then what does Islam here mean? Also not the religion, Islam as such, but it means total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to, we reach there, that is Allah's shukr, but we must be on that road. In between, some Satis have expressed that with the talks that we are having, they feel that we are still nowhere. We're still in a deep hole. We haven't come out of the hole still. And whether we'll ever come out, whether we'll ever make it also. So this feeling of annihilation, that is the starting point of the Islam for a person. And mashallah, mubarak to those brothers who feel like that. That I thought I was pious, but I realize I'm still nothing. I'm nowhere. I haven't understood still my deen also. That annihilation, that nafsku mitana, to completely annihilate this nafs, that is an absolute requirement. And those who are feeling like that should make shukr to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Then together with that, there are two things by which you don't have to become despondent and you don't go in a depression. The one is that when you on the road, on the right road, your destination, Allah will put you there. If you are on the right or if you are on the wrong road and you are speeding also, you are going further and further from your destination. If you are on the right road, you get a puncture also. You have a breakdown also. And you start walking also, more later, but you reach your destination. And it is the system of Allah Ta'ala that once a person is on the road, Allah Ta'ala, before mort, if he didn't reach his destination, Allah puts him on his destination. And in this world already, like in Deoband, where we were, when we were studying, there's a new student comes who doesn't know anything about Alim course. The first year, the causes, the garnans, the common paradigms, fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, he hasn't done anything of that stuff. But as he gets off the station, the porters there, they shout for him, Mauli Sahab, Mauli Sahab, because they want business. So they gave him the title of Mauli Sahab already. He's not a Mauli Sahab. When you go for Hajj and you still, if you're going by Saudi Airlines, when they're checking you in, already Haji Sahab. You still haven't even reached Jeddah. And at Jeddah also everyone, Haji Sahab, Haji Sahab. You're not yet Haji Sahab. That will still happen. But the title, Allah makes it, the title is given already. But if you're on the road, if you're on that road, if you are going to Paris, then nobody's going to call you Haji Sahab. Yes, you're going to Jeddah, they will call you Haji Sahab. So if we are on this road to Allah, we have made our niyat, I want to make my Islam, I want to change my life, and now we are on the road, even if we stuck, Allah, and in fact, well, I must add this, or two more things, the Hafiz of Quran, a person, and for that, no matter how old we are, how weak our memory is, we know, make niyat, I want to be Hafiz. And learn one ayat a day, one ayat a week, one ayat a month also. But just be at it. That every day after Fajr, my 5 minutes I'm devoting to become a Hafiz. And learn. You won't become Hafiz in all probability. But your niyat was, and you were making your effort, before you die, Allah will count you amongst the Huffaz. And raise you on the day of Qiyamah with the Huffaz. The same thing for a Haji. A person who is going for Hajj and he passes away on the way. That person, Allah Ta'ala not only gives him the sawab of that year's Hajj, but Allah appoints an angel, a farishta, to make Hajj on his behalf every year. So we just have to be on the way. That is one thing by which a person will not become despondent. So we have to be on the road. We have to be on the way. So Allah Ta'ala's help comes in that way. So that is the one important thing that we must make niyat of, that we want to be, we want to become awliya, we want our complete islah to be made, and just be on it, make that effort. On a daily basis, our ma'amulat, our zikr, our tilawat, what we have to do, carry on with that. Then on a weekly basis, attend the majalis, those who are close, those who are far. Today with technology, you can listen on the audio streaming, listen in that way. The monthly majalis, attend if we are around in the vicinity. If we are far, follow it up. Keep contact with the sheikh. Just by doing these things, Allah in His kindness, inshallah, before we die, He will let us reach there. But if we didn't, then before maut, He will Himself put us on there and take our maut in that way as a kamil wali of Allah Ta'ala. So the deen by Allah Ta'ala is this total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Make this niyat that I have to, and we must surrender. Like for example, our namaz. How many of us are making namaz for 20 years, 30 years? Some are paband also with their namazes. There is no qaza also. But we have been only making namaz of our body. Our soul hasn't made namaz stuff. In other words, when we are making ruku, we bow down to Allah physically with our body, which is also a very great thing. But we did not let our heart bow down to Allah. Surrender our desires of our heart to Allah. Every ruku was that not only the physical, but it is a connection. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. It's a connection with Allah Ta'ala. So your heart, you let it bow down. I submit all my hearty desires to Allah Ta'ala. When we make sajda, not only the physical body is making sajda, we're putting the head down, but I'm putting my brains. And man, the greatest pride he has got of himself is his brains. That with my brains I do this, with my brains I do that. When we're making sajda, make sajda of the spiritual sajda also. That my brains also I surrender to Allah. Not my any thinking, not even with regard to the matters of deen and Islam. It should be like this, it should be like that. No, I surrender to Allah Ta'ala. I got no opinion of my own. Whatever Allah has commanded me, whatever deen has told me, that is my opinion. I don't have any of my own opinions also. By the way, one very interesting point, one good friend of us, Maulana Abdul Mateen Saab of Bangladesh, once we were discussing, and he was saying that in a madrasa, they needed an ustad to teach Tirmizi Sharif, one of the bigger kitabs of hadith. They hired the person, and the young alim who they had got was very capable in every way. They will only employ a capable person who is fit for the job thoroughly. So he started teaching, and the old alim who was teaching till now, who couldn't manage because of his age now, was listening to him. So, mashallah, on a certain point, he enumerated the views of so many great, great ulama. This alim's view is this, this imam's view is this, this sheikh's view is this, all that. And then he said, my humble view,
That old alim immediately caught his hand. He said, after such great people, where does your humble view count? Even you call it a humble view. But your view, after such great people, what is your opinion now? Even if you're trying to make it humble by adding the word humble, it doesn't justify it. So we mustn't have opinions of our own. What Allah has decreed for us, what our elders follow in their way, that is when a person moves forward. A person who hasn't got eyes and wants to walk the road, he's going to knock around everywhere, bump here, fall here, stumble there. Yes, hold the hand of somebody who has got eyes and just follow in his ways and you'll reach your destination. So this deen is, this Islam is total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Then in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Any person who will seek any other way of life besides this total surrender to Allah Ta'ala, Allah won't accept it from him. And of course, as I explained, nobody of us is going to reach that stage of total surrender. Our nafs is with us, but you be on that road, that I want to surrender myself totally to Allah. If Allah wishes and grants it in this dunya, you are in Jannat while you are living already. While you are in this dunya, you are in Jannat already. Otherwise, at the time of maut, Allah will give it to you. So, and another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die, but in the state that you have totally surrendered yourself to Allah Ta'ala. So that must be our effort. And death is not in our hands when we want to die, that I'm still not ready. We tell Malakul Maud, just hold on, another 2 years, another one Ramzan, that doesn't work. But that means we make our effort. And that we reach and in a state of complete surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And that was what yesterday's talk after Asr also was, to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala make this Ramzan for us in that light. And if we made that niyat before, alhamdulillah. If not, make it now. That Ramzan is not one department of my life, but it is opening my whole, all the departments, bringing a change in my namaz, in my rozas, in my relationship with my family, with everyone. The change comes in my life. It brings a complete new way of life within me. That is what really Ramadan is, and that is what the happiness of Eid is. Like you have a newborn child, if you become now new in what your deen, greater happiness. Really, the happiness of Eid is not the clothes that we wear and the food that we're going to eat, but for the inner happiness is that Allah gave us an opportunity. You send your car for repairs. It was troubling you, whatever. The gearbox was not right, the diff was not right, your brakes were not right, whatever. And they repaired the car. And now, after repairing it, normally they will wash it, give it a valet cleaning, a complete polish, everything. Now, some people are only happy with the outside. The outside is shining the car. But the inside, they don't check whether the work has been done. And if the outside was not done, they didn't wash the car, they didn't polish it, etc. But all your mechanical faults that were there, they all sorted out. Then that is something so great. So we also, if we're only looking at the polishing and shining of Eid's day, but inside all the mechanical faults, our brakes are still not working, our wheel alignment is still not right. Like for example, the wheel, the eye alignment, if that is not right, like you want to look at your wife, but your alignment is not right, you're looking at your sister-in-law all the time. That means your eye alignment is not right. Or you're looking at your neighbor's wife all the time. So you need alignment of your eyes. You are trying also, but your eyes are just going there. So that means your alignment is not right. So you have to have your alignment correct. And those who get their alignment done in Ramzan, and after Ramzan, now they want to look at their wives, and the eyes go to the wives, and you see her as the most beautiful woman. What enjoyment don't you get? You are saved of all that haram, of all that filth, that guilty conscience, all that filth and dirt. You live such a clean and pure life. If our wheel bearings, if your wheel bearings are worn out, then also your car is not moving right. If your wheels are not balanced properly, then also your car doesn't move nicely. Your shock absorbers are gone. Your car doesn't move nicely. All those things are in order. If you also, you want to come to the masjid and you don't get distracted to go somewhere else. And temptations of this dunya, one good friend of ours a few years ago, 27th night of Ramzan, which happened to be a Thursday night, he's on his way to the masjid in Johannesburg, central Johannesburg. And as he comes to a stop street, this woman who sell themselves come and sit on his bonnet, offering himself. Now at that time, a young man, you wanted to go to masjid, and now perhaps you go and land on 27th night in Ramzan. How the shaitan comes with his temptations. And you might go somewhere else, and your whole life you rue that. So if your wheel bearings are not right, your shock absorbers are not right, perhaps you'll slip your alignment, you'll go somewhere else. But if you did it without a little worry, it won't affect you at all. Even if you're driving through potholes, you'll also go through safely if your car is well. So this is what we had come for in Ramzan. So make this niyat still, and for Allah it doesn't take long. For in one split second, Allah puts a person from one side to the other side. May Allah Ta'ala make this Ramzan that it brings that change. It wasn't just one department. And now as soon as we go home again, we start shouting with the wife, fighting with her again, pulling off the niqab of the TV, start watching TV again, everything back to normal again. That should not be the case. May Allah Ta'ala make Ramzan what it was supposed to be and make us what we are supposed to be. And may Allah bless us with this. Then really, as Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, live your life like Ramzan and your mort will come like Eid. If we lived our life properly, then how we enjoy looking forward to Eid. For elderly people, we see the children, all their happiness, everything, we get happy. But really our life we live properly, then our mort will come like Eid, and we will get that enjoyment. And also, as somebody has said so beautifully, when a child is born, the child is crying, and all the family members are happy. They are laughing, Aqiqah is carrying on, all are joking, laughing, eating, making merry, etc. Live your life such a way that when you die, you are laughing and they are all crying. That this person was such a good person and today he's gone and they are crying. Hey, live your life like that. Don't live your life like that, that you came crying and you go crying. And the people are happy, good riddance to bear pumpkins. He was a musibat here, and he's gone, he's dead, he's better, he's out of our way. Out of our life he's gone. Live your life that you came crying and people were laughing. Live such a way, you go laughing and people are left crying behind you. Wa akhiru da'wana.
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لرفع المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو لا حافظ ولا ناصر إلا هو غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو ومن يملك السمع والأبصار لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البئر حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو إبراهيم في نار الحريق حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت إخواني بدن ضعيف ضعيف وسفر طويل طويل وزاد قليل قليل يقول آدم سفي الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي يا رب نفسي ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي يا رب نفسي ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي يا رب نفسي ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي يا رب نفسي ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي يا رب نفسي ويقول سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة يا رب أمتي يا رب أمتي ويقول الجليل الجبار جل جلاله عما نواله يا محمد ارفع رأسك سل تعطى واشفى تشفى يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحسنون الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا فما كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعده أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن أحب الدنيا ضر آخرته ومن أحب الآخرة ضر دنياه فأثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأستقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عن جميع الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرجا من بعد فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في الشام وفي بلاد الشام وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اعتق رقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم. ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون.